This is N5ALW, net control for the Black River Valley service net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Moonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Moonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Well, Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be July 21st, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Moonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming an net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.moonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in via EchoLink from Oneonta, New York. Good evening.
Good evening, Kevin. How's everything your way this evening?
Hey, the rain keeps coming. This is KD2 FPM. Boy, it just seems like we got another burst of rain here. Hopefully it'll be the last bit for the evening, and then hopefully it'll start to clear out. I believe we've got 64 degrees, it looks like, on the outside, about 94% humidity, so it's quite sticky out there tonight. Didn't get too far today with a lot of stuff, unfortunately, so I wish I had better news. Normally I try to do some little projects at my leisure. So on that note, hopefully this is sounding a little bit cleaner on this repeater than I was on the Lowville repeater. So on that note, like I say, I'll say 7-3, I'll back out. There are no other stations that I can see in the queue for EchoLink. So this is KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. That sounds like you had a day like I did. I started out with the doctors this morning and then worked my way back up from the city. So, but I did little projects and that was about all I could handle at that point. So, very good. Well, thank you for checking in. I hope you stick with us for a while. Maybe there'll be someone want to chat with you. Good to have the info on other EchoLink stations. That's something, you know, we have no awareness of when you're dealing directly on the rig itself into the repeater. So I will make one more call in case somebody pops in the meantime. Are there any other EchoLink stations wishing to check in? This is N5ALW, net control for the Black River Valley service net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2BFM, good evening, Bob.
N2AIQ, good evening, Bob.
Okay, we've got two more. N2OIQ, Dan, and 2PFM, George. George, what's going on?
Well, good evening, Bob and Dan, anybody else out there, and Kevin James, and anybody else out there on the net. We got a temperature here, also like Kevin James, 64 degrees. We had a temperature range, it rained on and off today, of course, more rain than not. Had a temperature range today of 59 to 70, and didn't do too much today. Had a French toast down at the Pioneer Cafe, haven't been there in quite a while. And a week from Sunday, Mama's going to have her 91st birthday. I'm hoping that day I'll be able to get her out of day pass and take her to the Pioneer Cafe for breakfast and French toast, something she hasn't had in months, and get away from hospital food for a meal. And then I got to take her back to the hospital. So that's how it goes there. And one more of her friends now, and both of them in their 90s, one has had a nearly fatal stroke and can't even blow her own nose, totally paralyzed. Another one, her 95th birthday, she got a present by healing over and passing away from a massive stroke also. Well, within the last 3 days. So, Mom's not going to be glad to hear that, that's for sure. And, let's see. Tomorrow I think I gotta do some more work out in the container and clean up and then start getting some more sub road bed down, I should say, for the train room. That will say God bless 73s. Hope everyone's doing well. M2PS, I'm clear.
All right, very good, George. Well, I hope your mom's health stays stable and we'll wish her a happy birthday next Sunday. Well, it sounds like you're doing all you can, and I hope she can. You can take her to the cafe there and have French toast for her. It'd be a treat, I'm sure. All right, thank you for checking in. You have a good evening, and the best wishes to your mom. N2OYQ, Dan, how you doing this evening?
Yeah, good evening, Bob and George and Kevin James there. I think we'll make it here this evening. Yeah, here at the park here, the campgrounds, Upwinter Park. We got 63 degrees and started raining here, I don't know, 3, 4 o'clock, I guess, off and on. And right now I think it's just sprinkling out there. But anyways, but for most part of the day wasn't too bad, so. Anyways, we went around the park a little bit and got my daily exercise for sure. So, and tomorrow's Friday already, so, anyways. And that's about it from here, Bob. You have a good evening. Talk to you later. And to all IQ Bear.
Okay, Dan. Yeah, I hope you enjoy it there in the in the park. I don't get to do that anymore. Used to have a lot of fun with it with the tents. And coming out with we had a travel trailer that we would set up from time to time, and that worked out good too. Got to be too much for us, and get away from it. All right. Yeah, it sounds like you got a little bit cooler temperature. It's dropping down a little bit. Started raining here about 5:45. It's still raining. I guess at times it picks up, and it's kind of tapered off a bit right now. But I can hear the wet tires on the road. Evidently, it's still got some precip coming. Well, it's supposed to be a nice day tomorrow. Let's see if it holds true to form. All right, thanks, Dan. You have a fine evening. 73 to you and your folks. We'll make another call. Are there any other additional check-ins? This is N5VOW.
KC2WI.
KC2WI. Pete, how are you doing?
Well, not too bad, but here it is, 10 after 9, and I'm right in the situation I vowed I wasn't going to be in, which was if I want to get ready for tomorrow, I'm going to have to do some more work here, and sort of the problem is around this time I can be really focused on maybe you know, sitting in front of a computer and working on it or writing something or whatever, but when it's sort of trying to organize things to get ready to put in the car or whatever, and anticipate what I might need and what I'm going to do for the next day or 2 days or 3 days, it's very, very difficult. So, but it looks like I'm going to have a pretty good on-site job involving a little bit of travel, and maybe since I'm going to be doing that travel, I want to take advantage of it and just keep going, you know. So, we'll, I don't know, think about it a little bit in a few minutes. I'm just wrapping up something here. One of these deals where I should have sent an invoice right after the first big job and didn't, and then I got another one, same customer, and both of them were urgent and very long, and you know, the bill would be very big, and but I want to keep the customer for more future work. So how much do I take off? And that's always a real gamble, and you know, you just sort of have to fight the bullet and say, well, I'm going to sacrifice a few hundred dollars maybe of possible immediate income to get, you know, a lot more. And it's in the hundred, you know, more than a hundred. It's not a 20, and that's not a question of $50. So I don't know. You know, it's really hard to figure that out. But, you know, to a certain extent, you just got to get paid for what you do. But for a certain extent, you can sort of make a discount off the premium price. I don't know. FedEx doesn't do that, you know. You want it overnight, by golly, you pay about four times as much. And the rationale is that's because the regular rates are, quote-unquote, cheap. But in any case, it's always a dilemma, and so I usually put off doing these kinds of invoices, and because I just don't know how to do it, and I'm anticipating a bad reaction. So far, I've guessed right, I guess, or maybe I've cheated myself out of too much income, but I don't know. But anyway, so that's where I am right now. It's cool here. It was getting kind of hot and muggy towards the end of the day. I thought it was going to be a problem, but it's just damp now. It's cooled off. So I guess the rest of the weekend is supposed to be pretty nice and not another rainy day until Monday or Tuesday. KC2WI.
Hey, Pete. Sounds like you have the misfortune of, with the problem getting things ready for different occasions or preparing to make a trip or whatever, putting it all together. I inherently have that. It seems like the last 4 or 5 years it's been that way. Consequently, I have numerous pads around with lists on it, and it does work. It helps me, but I'll tell you what, sometimes you do all of this in vain and then you walk away without the list, and it didn't help you at all, other than the fact that it may have planted something in the memory bank and you pick up pieces from there. Yeah, I think you're kind of like me. I do repair work with different things for, you know, different jobs and things, and just always seem to come out on the short end of it, or you're concerned with, you know, you do quality work and not getting paid enough for doing it, and it is a problem. And I think sometimes just a case where you got to bite the bullet and say, here it is, this is what it cost, that's what it took, and that's it. And yeah, it doesn't help you when it helps someone else sometimes to get off the hook for whatever it is they wanted. I know I've run across that a few times myself. Okay, well, you have a good evening. We'll make another call, see if anyone else would care to join us. This is This is N5AOW.
KA2NZ.
K2ZNZ, Jack, how's everything with you this evening?
The register repeater is coming up constantly tonight, so Bob, I think you acknowledge me, but I'm not really sure. Go back to you.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, I did. K2ZNZ, N5AOW. Yeah, I hope you get a good copy on it this time. That's too bad that that overlaps that way.
Yeah, it always has for years, that's for sure. Okay, well, not too bad a day down this way. However, the rain started at about 12:30 and continued pretty much through the day. Last I looked out, it was kind of drizzling out there, I guess. We had probably a little over a quarter of an inch. I mean, nothing to get excited about. County south of us, they've got all kinds of flood watches and flash flood watches in effect. So that's the way it goes. So I guess that's about it. Hopefully I can hear you when you come back. 7-3's all around. Back to you, Bob. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, I hope they give you a little breather in there where you can copy things that's going on. That's got to be a nuisance. I had that when I was in San Antonio, when I lived down there and got on the repeater. There were two that kind of overlapped that way. And I noticed last night, I was talking to Pete for a bit, but there was another repeater coming in, and I don't know if it was the one you were talking about or not, but I was getting about 2 bars of signal on it, and occasionally 3. But they were almost full quieting, which led me to believe, you know, maybe they were on ours, but someone had triggered our repeater and it came up and wiped them out. So that could have been the same case you were talking about earlier. All right, well, you have a good evening, Jack. I'll be visiting with you later in a short period of time anyway. And 73 to you and your folks, and have a good evening. This is N5AOW. Anyone else like to check in? Come now.
N2OIQ, we check.
N2OIQ, Dan, go ahead.
This is for Pete. Pete, I was looking at the calendar. The next Boomer and Fair Club meeting, the 21st, and that's the same night as the Fair Parade at the Lewis County Fair in Lavo. So I probably won't be at the meeting because I help out with the parade and activities after the parade. So I know I won't be there at the next Boomer and Fair Club meeting. So back to you, Bob, and to IQ.
Okay, Dan. Pete, would you like to comment on that?
Okay, I will probably be there, but maybe you should send a message out sometime close to it, just reminding people that you won't be there. And I guess we'll see what happens, you know, if how many people are going to be around. Sometimes people are on vacation and stuff. We wouldn't have enough to really have a meeting, so I guess we'll decide when we get closer. KC2WI.
Yeah, I'll go to that, Pete, and to IQ.
Okay. Well, my day went kind of strange today. I had a doctor's appointment, went down to the city. Yeah, I did a little bit of shopping afterwards, and then, of course, my back told me, no, I gotta leave. So at that point, I drove myself back home. Not very comfortable. But one of those things that plays havoc with you from time to time. Must have moved the wrong way. It doesn't take much anymore. But anyway, other than that, we had rain, I guess. In reality, it was somewhere around noontime, too. It was kind of a sprinkle. Then it seemed to go away, and it came back later in the afternoon. And that was about it, I think, temperature-wise. We're pretty much here the same as everyone else has checked in, and not improved any in that light. So, with that, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Jack, Pete, Dan, George, and Kevin down in Oneonta for checking in this evening. All of you have a fine evening. 73 to everyone. N5 AOW clear.
This is KD2FPM. I'm going to be clearing this repeater with the Echolink system. Thank you very much for use of the Echolink system on this repeater. Hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. 7-3, KD2FPM is out.
Check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. I'm running late because this Rochester repeater has been in constant use here tonight. Really overriding me bad. Okay, looking for stations with or without traffic. This is N2WBX. Good evening, Jack.
N5AOW. Good evening, Jack.
Okay, very good. N2WBX. Good evening, Dennis. N5AOW. Good evening, Bob. Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. Looking for additional stations with or without traffic. Any other stations for our time? Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KJ2000Z.